about someone who's from the United States?
Yeah, I think even though he's a citizen, yeah, people speak of people that are actually citizens as being foreigners. As you know, and when you speak of that, if he's a citizen, well, usually it's in terms that if he was born overseas, you know, moved here, you still say he's a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. But someone like from Georgia, would you call me a foreigner down here, or would you just say stranger?
No, just say he's from Georgia. You know, a lot of people call the people that come down here Georgia crackers. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard that. Does the word cracker?
I don't know, but that's old Georgia cracker.
Do you ever hear the word cracker used in any other way except Georgia cracker?
Mm-mm, no.
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife, John Mitchell's wife.
Is it Mary? Margaret.
No, it's another one. George Washington's wife, or John Mitchell's wife.
Is it Marge?
I see it,
Martha. Martha. Okay. Martha Mitchell. Boy, that's really dumb. I know that. I'm tired.
Did you ever hear the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
The first book of the New Testament. Something Mark, Luke, and John.
Paul? No.
No, it starts with an M.
Matthew.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
teacher.
You know the family name of Cooper or Cooper? What would you call a married woman with that last name?
Mrs. Cooper.
A preacher that's not very well trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, just preaches on Sunday here and there, is not very good at preaching. What might you call him?
You're not Holiness, are you? Usually Holiness preachers are that kind of preachers. All I know is he is not an ordained minister.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression of yard axe or shade tree or jack leg?
Oh, I've heard jack leg and shade tree, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How did you hear these words used?
When they were speaking of a certain preacher that was preaching here, that he's just a jack leg preacher that preaches on Sunday and works someplace else.
What about shade tree?
Same story, same situation. Usually he has a job somewhere and he works pulp woods or something, you know, and he'll mm-hmm. preach on Sunday.
Any other profession you could use the term jack leg or shade tree about besides preaching?
Mechanic. Shade tree mechanic.
Now, is that insulting to...
I don't think so. No, it's not insulting.
A shade tree mechanic would be just someone who...
worked at his... at his home, at his yard, had a spare time job.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
Huh?
Your mother's sister
uh-huh.
to you, your aunt.
The name of the wife of Abraham.
Of Abraham Lincoln?
I think Abraham in the Bible.
Oh, Abraham in the Bible? I don't know. I wouldn't know either one of them. So, let's call her what, Margaret?
I'm thinking girl's name, it starts with an F.
Shirley?
It says Sarah or Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah?
Okay. If your father had a brother with your name, you'd call him...
I'd call him Uncle.
Uncle what?
Uncle Bill. What?
If you used your full name, you'd call him... well, you'd probably say Bill, but if you call him by his full name, you'd call him...
if he had the same name that I have?
Yeah, your name, your first name is...
Bill.
Or your full name is...
Bill.
Or, I mean, not Bill, but... Bill is short for...
Billy. Would I call him Uncle Billy?
Okay. And if the President Kennedy's first name was...
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name...
it'd be Uncle John.
And the highest rank in the Army?
General.
And beneath that?
I think there's 5 grades of generals, and then a colonel.
And the person in charge of a ship?
It's a skipper, the captain.
Do you ever hear the word captain used in any other situation? It's just a person on the ship? Like, say, the foreman of a railroad gang, or...
Yes. We have captains in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard of railroad conductors are called captains sometimes. Years mm-hmm. ago, people used to call them... well, they didn't say captain, it was captain.
Person who presides over a court is a...